Chemistry in English. 10.1. Physiological buffers. Buffer systems are so vital to the existence of living organisms that the most immediate threat to the survival of a person with severe injury or burns is a change in blood pH. One of a paramedic's first steps in saving a life is to administer intravenous fluids. Metabolic processes normally maintain the pH of human blood within a narrow range, 7.35 to 7.45. To control blood pH, the body uses primarily the carbonic acid, hydrogen carbonate, bicarbonate ion system. The normal ratio of HCO3- to H3CO3 in the blood is 20 to 1, with most of the carbonic acid in the form of dissolved CO2. When the concentration of HCO3- increases further relative to that of H2CO3, blood pH rises. If the pH rises above the normal range, the condition is called alkalosis. Conversely, blood pH decreases when the ratio decreases, and when blood pH falls below the normal range, the condition is called acidosis. Because these conditions are life-threatening and death can result within minutes, it is critical that the cause of the pH imbalance be identified and treated quickly. Patients who have suffered traumatic injuries must receive an immediate intravenous solution to combat the symptoms of shock and help maintain the pH of blood. The body maintains blood pH by two primary mechanisms, respiration and excretion. Carbonic acid concentration is controlled by respiration. As we exhale, we deplete our system of CO2 and hence deplete it of H2CO3 too. This decrease in acid concentration raises the blood pH. Breathing faster and more deeply increases the amount of CO2 exhaled and hence decreases the carbonic acid concentration in the blood, which in turn raises the blood pH. Hydrogen carbonate ion concentration is controlled by its rate of excretion in urine. Respiratory acidosis results when decreased respiration raises the concentration of CO2 in the blood. Asthma, pneumonia, emphysema, or inhaling smoke can all cause respiratory acidosis. So can any condition that reduces a person's ability to breathe. Respiratory acidosis is usually treated with a mechanical ventilator to assist the victim's breathing. The improved exhalation increases the excretion of CO2 and raises blood pH. In many cases of asthma, chemicals can facilitate respiration by opening constricted bronchial passages. Metabolic acidosis is caused by the release into the bloodstream of excessive amounts of lactic acid and other acidic byproducts of metabolism. These acids enter the bloodstream, react with hydrogen carbonate ions to produce H2CO3, and shift the ratio HCO3- H2CO3 to a lower value. Heavy exercise, diabetes, and fasting can all produce metabolic acidosis. The normal response of the body is to increase the rate of breathing to eliminate some of the CO2. Thus, we pant heavily when running uphill. Metabolic acidosis can also result when a person is severely burned. Blood plasma leaks from the circulatory system into the injured area, producing edema, swelling, and reducing the blood volume. If the burned area is large, this loss of blood volume may be sufficient to reduce blood flow and oxygen supply to all the body's tissues. Lack of oxygen, in turn, causes the tissues to produce an excessive amount of lactic acid and leads to metabolic acidosis. To minimize the decrease in pH, the injured person breathes harder to eliminate the excess CO2. However, if blood volume drops below levels for which the body can compensate, a vicious circle ensues, in which blood flow decreases still further, blood pressure falls, CO2 excretion diminishes, and acidosis becomes more severe. People in this state are said to be in shock and will die if not treated promptly. The dangers of shock are avoided or treated by intravenous infusion of large volumes of a salt-containing solution that is isotonic with blood, has the same osmotic pressure as blood, usually one known as lactated Ringer solution. The added liquid increases blood volume and blood flow, thereby improving oxygen delivery. The HCO3- H2CO3 ratio then increases towards normal and allows the severely injured person to survive. Respiratory alkalosis is the rise in pH associated with excessive respiration, Hyperventilation, which can result from anxiety or high fever, is a common cause. The body may control blood pH during hyperventilation by fainting, which results in slower respiration. An intervention that may prevent fainting is to have a hyperventilating person breathe into a paper bag, which allows much of the respired CO2 to be taken up again. Metabolic alkalosis is the increase in pH resulting from illness or chemical ingestion. Repeated vomiting or the overuse of diuretics can cause metabolic alkalosis. Once again, the body compensates, this time by decreasing the rate of respiration.